Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, we're back on Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Glory to God. I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Glory to God. He freed me up today to have time to come out and fellowship with my friends. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to just say thank you to everyone and hope all is well. Oh, God, there's always something going on. If you don't have to be outside in the sun and this heat, please don't. Bring your pets in. Watch your family members. Watch your neighbors. Make sure everyone is okay. Make sure that everybody's getting the proper air and everything that they're needed. Amen. Glory to God. Because it is hot as you know what out there. And that's just a small sample of what hell is. Amen. Just a teeny, teeny, weeny part of what hell is. Amen. Glory to God. So We ain't trying to head in that direction, so we have to do the things that God has called us to do. We have to walk upright and be who God has called us to do, and we know we all fall short daily. Amen. So before I get to the music, I just want to thank Apostle Callum McNeil of MCI Ministry Radio, of MCI Mount Carmel International Church, who is the chief and head and leader of our ministry. She is also my spiritual liaison, I guess I can say. She's my spiritual mother and a whole lot of other great things to me, but she's really been holding down the fort, not only on Friday, some Mondays, and she has her own show on Tuesday, on Sunday mornings, and even this evening, she's doing a worldwide conference, a Zoom conference. There are going to be people from Africa, Jamaica, India, Australia, just everywhere. They invited her a few months ago to host it. So she's in the presence of the Lord right now, preparing. Pray that everyone who is praying warriors and praying people, pray her strength and pray that the Holy Ghost stay on her. Just pray the power of the Lord. Pray the Spirit of the Lord with her and the wisdom of God with her. And whatever she speaks tonight, let it be healing and deliverance in it for those who are listening. Let someone be saved on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, because that's what it's really all about. Amen. Glory to God. I know I'm supposed to be playing music. If I tell y'all what I just did, y'all would get mad anyway. But I'm going to read something first, because the studio right now, I'm having a blinkage, and I'm getting mixed signals here on the pad here. So I'm just waiting. But we do have word. We have the Bible. We have Christ. So with that being said, let's pray first. Amen. Glory to God. Let's pray and let's be thankful to the Lord that he's given us another day. Amen. Father God, we thank you even in the midst of all this heat, in the midst of all the things that is going on in the world. We are still your chosen children. We are still your people. We still give you glory and honor, because we know that nothing happens unless you allow it. And because you allow it, there is a purpose behind it. So, Father God, we praise you and we glorify you and we lift you up. We ask you to bless those that are less fortunate on today, God. We ask you to just send a wind their way, God, a cool breeze, God, their way, God. Those that need air conditioners and fan and water, a companionship for our fellowship, someone to just sit around and fellowship with, God. Send the needs of your people to your people on today, God, because These are really trying times, Father, and we love you, and we know that you're not going to leave us, and we know that you're not going to leave us stranded. So, Father, we call upon you. You are our strength. You are our rock. You are everything, God, and without you, Father, we are nothing. So we thank you. We really, truly thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's been such a great day, and it's been a hot day, even on the job. It's just so much. It's just every stove was on, every oven was on, everything that had heat was on today, it seemed like. Amen. Glory to God. But we know that God is soothing, God is caring, God is loving, and God is wonderful. I'm going to just share a few words of encouragement with you before we get on with our Friday fellowship with our praise and worship music. Amen. I want us to be reminded that we are holy and blameless in God's sight. Did you hear me? We are holy and blameless in God's sight. Now, man may say this and man may say that, and man may think this and man may think that about us. But we have to start remembering who we belong to, who we serve, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who is our creator, who is our provider, who is the one that wakes us up in the morning, who is the one who gives us breath to breathe, who is the one who loves us enough to send his only son. And I thought about how Jesus gave up his life, not so I can play church and not so I can pretend to be saved, but to be so grateful that he gave up his life that I may live and not die.
and live in the kingdom with the Father. This is, it means so much. I don't know what it may mean to you. I don't know what your relationship with Christ is. I don't know. I'm just one who just believes that, oh, my God, I love the Lord to the point of I try. Hear me out. I try on a daily to be as righteous as possible. I try to be a good pastor. I try to be a good husband. I try to be a good friend. I try to be a good neighbor. And I know it's not my deeds that God looks at, but I want to be a good person all around because I want that shows people that when I speak, that is God in me. Those things that I do that's nice, the things that I behave in a way that they say, wow. You know, I remember when. People always say, I remember when. And I remember when, too. And that's one of the reasons I try not to go back to that lifestyle. That's one of the reasons I try not to be that individual anymore. Because I remember when. And I wasn't a good person when. I wasn't a good person then. So I'm just saying that for us to be reminded of who we serve and who we belong to. Because we belong to the Lord, the Most High God, the Most High God. And like I said, I have just a few words of encouragement. Let these words of blessing sink into your heart, into your mind, and in your spirit. We may find it hard to believe this amazing truth because we know that we all fall short of God's holy standard every single day. Yep. We all fall short every single day. We are not holy and blameless in ourselves. And we will never be sinless in this life. But nonetheless, in God's sight, we are gloriously righteous. In God's sight, we are gloriously righteous. When we trusted God as our Savior, we gave him all our sins, past, present, and future. And he gave us a perfect righteousness. This is an eternal exchange. This is an exchange. Fair exchange, they say, is no robbery. This is a fair exchange. Amen. Securing our place in God's royal family forever. This was the most costly transition for God. For Jesus, our redemption, the forgiveness of sins, was accomplished through Jesus' blood, poured out freely because he loves us. And I want us to ponder how wide and long and high and deep is that vast ocean of love that Jesus has for us. How deep. How wide, how long, how high is his love that he has for us. And as we spend time in his presence, opening our hearts to him, able to receive more and more of this love that surpasses knowledge. God chose us in Jesus before the creation of the world. That's the Bible. To be holy and blameless in his sight. That's the Bible. He chose us. In him we have redemption through his blood. In him. Because the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Amen. That's Bible. So let's get back on with the show. I just love talking about my Father. I just love thinking about how he gave his son for me. And I always say me because I had to take it personal. Amen.
Into the depths of darkness, In the shadow of death's locking door, you make tables right before my enemy. You take oil and then you pour it over me. But your word tells me that you have enlarged my footsteps, that my feet may not slip. And because of that, I know that according to Psalms 23, I can speak back to the enemy and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. And mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Power that works through. and he's gonna fulfill every promise to you. This is your word. Don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. Listen, he's able. I feel God in the room. He's able. I need a crazy worshiper to lift your voice. Lift your hands.
Together all over this place. Yeah. because he's worthy to be praised.
How many of y'all felt like dancing when you heard that? I mean, really dance in the spirit. I mean, just dance. Because the Bible said David danced before the Lord with all his might. You understand? He danced before the Lord something crazy. Like he was just in a lost spirit of just praising God. He didn't care who watched him. He didn't care what was going on. But the Bible said that he danced with all his might. We got to get back to praising God with all our might, no matter what the world said, no matter who's around you. When you feel that praise come upon you, dance like David danced.
This ain't no ordinary words. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of service is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give him all I have, invincible. Come on, help me say. Tell the story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her town. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. If I could only touch but the gift of his garment, I'ma give it all I have at this moment. Come on, help me say, yo,
this ain't no ordinary
word. Oh, no it ain't, no it ain't, no it ain't.
This ain't no ordinary
word. Yeah, the God of service greater.
The God of service greater.
Woo!
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I love that song. I don't know about nobody else, but when I was in the world and I heard something that I liked, I played it over and over and over to get the words, to get the groove, or just get the feeling that it gave me. It was just, I liked it. It moved me. It did something inspiring to me in the world. But this song, this is no ordinary worship. This is no ordinary song. It is meant to make change and to bring change into our spirit, into our way of thinking, into our way of worshiping God. Oh, man, I love that song. Like, it's just one of them songs that you can wake up to. You can, while you're washing a car, well, you can be doing anything. As soon as you hear it, your spirit seems to just throw you a loop, and you don't even wonder why. You're just moving in a spiritual groove. It ain't nothing worldly, nothing. It's just that little spiritual bounce is telling Jesus, I appreciate you. Oh, my God, how I love you. Oh, how I just want to worship you and let you know that I need you. Oh, my God. It's just one of them non-ordinary songs. It is just beautiful. I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to give us our Friday fruit for today, August 13, 2021. It seemed like the time went by so fast. I haven't been in the studio on Friday night, and it seemed like it just went by so fast. I'm like, wow. And I miss it, but I thank First Lady once again for doing an outstanding job. When I say outstanding, I mean, outstanding. I mean, that's one of them jobs that, hey, you know, you got the right person. When you don't have to, when you're away, you don't have to worry about it if they're going to mess it up. It's going to be okay. Oh, my God. Is the studio going to be there when I get back? You don't have to worry about none of that because you know that God is leading her. Amen. We're going to play one more, and then we're going to have our Fresh Friday fruit.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my life. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my life salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my life. Everybody sing. The Lord is my life. Salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my life. Salvation. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey. I will wait on you. Yeah. Say it again. Hey. I will trust in you. Yeah. Sing. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness. that I will remain. Confident in this, I will see the goodness of the Lord. Yes, I will
remain.
Yes. Confident in this, I will see
the goodness of the Lord.
Now, if you believe that, raise your voice and give him praise in here tonight. Yeah. We're going to raise up this declaration of faith. Listen, church.
Trust.
Hallelujah. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Our everlasting God. Amen. Glory to God. I want us to turn, if you would like to turn with me, to the book of St. Luke's chapter 7. And we're going to start at verse 36. And we're going to read on to verse 50. And we're going to just have a little conversation about that. And we're going to pray out. And we're going to bless the Lord for allowing us to spend this time together. We're going to pray for the strength in each and every one of our listeners and well-being of each and every one of our listeners, and prosperity and wisdom and love and care and all the good things that God has for us. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus forgives a sinful woman. I said chapter 7, verse 36, didn't I? Thank you. Glory to God. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, and one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which one of them will love him the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, see thou this woman, I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with her hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, have not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they sat at meat with him and began to say within themselves, who is that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith saved thee. Go in peace. Sometimes we have to look beyond first impressions. We have to look past the sinner's ways. We have to look past, because you have an elegant house and you have riches and those things, and the other person is, you know, in a sinful way and not living as well as you. We have to look past that, because it is easy to reject someone because they appear different from us. Because, see, the Pharisee who hosted Jesus in this, this scripture, the Pharisee who hosted Jesus in this scripture, the woman who anointed the Lord's feet was a sinner. A degenerate, because she had a reputation in the town, and she had been, sullied. Her past was littered
with one night stands and nobody of high reputation, especially not of this religious leader, would want to be seen with her. But yet Jesus allowed her to anoint his feet with perfume, cover them with tears, and wipe them with her hair. Why do you think Jesus did this? Because he looked beyond this woman's past and saw her future. And every time I get that in my heart, I know Jesus looks beyond my past and he looks toward, he know who I'm going to be. He know I'm going to get it. He know where he's taking me. He know where I have been, and he know what he has delivered me from. Jesus know when there's no going back and you're moving forward. Don't allow people to use your past against you. Don't allow people to say, oh, I remember when you was this. You ain't going to never be there. The devil is a liar. Who did Jesus say you was? Who did Jesus say you was going to be? When Jesus died on the cross, when you talk to Jesus in your prayer time or your commune time, whenever and however you talk to Jesus, and he gives you instructions, when he say to you, you are my son, you are my daughter, you are my disciple, you are my pastor, you are my minister, you are my reverend, you are my praise warrior, who do Jesus say you are? He didn't say you're going backwards, you're going to be a vagabond, you're going to be a prostitute, you're going to be a drug addict, you're going to be a murderer, you're going to be a killer. You are my disciple, my minister. You are my evangelist. Who do God say you are? That's who you are, not who man say you are. And it amazed me. Even some leaders will fix their lips to say, there ain't a chance for you. You're just never going to get it. You're always going to be rotten. You're always going to be bad. You're just a bad seed. I don't know what to do for you. Pray. But because that person's heart is that way, most of the time the person who say that you're not going to be nothing, they feel that way about themselves. Never let nobody tell you that God doesn't have a plan for your life, that God can't use you, that God won't use you, that God don't love you, because he does. Amen. He knew this woman's past. He saw her future. And he knew that she loved much. She loved much because she had been forgiven much. You see what I'm saying? This parable has like a sharp rebuke to the Pharisees, because if you read like verses from 44 to 47, from 41 to 47, you know, he's letting them know, like, don't think that you're better than. Just because she looks like this, and because you think this of this woman, or you think that's who she is, then you keep judging Jesus. Who is this man that he forgives a sinner? Who is this man that he lets her sinner touch him? Do he know what she does? Do he know? Oh, now, wait a minute. That is still Jesus. And sometimes I wonder, and I know the Pharisees didn't believe that he was who he said he was. But we got to know and believe that Jesus is who he tells us he is. Amen. Because this was a sharp rebuke to the Pharisees, and he brought it to action. And the lesson we are to learn through them, and to raise a sharp focus. You know, if you ever do photography, you know, you got to keep turning until you get that focus, that crisp, you ever look at TV and it get blurry, you got to get the contrast, you got to bring it into focus. How, and ask yourself this, how would you have responded if you had been present that evening? Or, to be more pointed, how do you respond to people who are different than yourself now? People with lighter or darker skin. People who speak with a different accent. People whose bad reputation precedes them. Remember, Jesus loved and accepted love from someone just like that. And today, he wants those who follow him to show the same kind of love. Jesus looked
beyond appearances. He shunned stereotypes, just as Jesus did, beyond such a person's past or his or her differences. Look toward that person's bright potential, that person's bright potential future, that person's bright, shining star. Complete forgiveness of sins and eternity with Jesus Christ. So the next time we see someone that's different, speak different, behave different, had a different past, a different background, a different raising, a different whatever, remember they still belong to Jesus and Jesus still loves them. And as Jesus' representatives, we should love them also. This is Fresh Fire Friday, and I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I just want to thank everyone once again for fellowshipping with us, coming in with us and worshiping and praising God and getting some Friday weekend fruit. And I ask everyone just praying and praise to God and hear from God and is empowered by God and lifted up by God. That we pray the strength of Dr. Carolyn McNeil on this evening as she goes forth throughout the world to share the gospel of Christ Jesus. She has been appointed and has assignment on this evening. So we know that the enemy may come any kind of way, but we rebuke that spirit right now in advance that no malfunctions, nothing will interfere with thus saith the Lord. The word will go forth. It will do what it is called to do. It will walk in power. It will manifest itself into light, to prosperity, to wisdom, to good health, to love. It will be everything that Christ is, even forgiving of our enemies. And we trust and believe that the work will go forth on this evening, will be prosperous, and Jesus will get all the glory and honor. So thank you once again for all our sponsors, friends, and fellowship members. Until next time, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
What? And I know he prepared me because he cares. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Yes, he is. And not only is he arranging, but he rearranged my attitude.
Good night.